Redshirt leader Arisman bailed, then detained again. Quan Chai jailed. The appeals court has freed redshirt leader Arisman Pongrongrong after he provided 6 million baht in cash to back his bail release. But as soon as he was let outside, Mr. Arisman was taken to Prachachun police station to face other charges. He will remain behind bars until bail is sought today. After being denied bail by the primary court in two earlier bids, the appeals court yesterday decided to release Mr. Arisman, saying there was no evidence to show he would instigate violence again. His surrender on December 7th, despite his awareness that he was facing serious terrorism charges, convinced the court that he would not flee Thailand again. Public prosecutors raised no objection to the bail request. Mr. Arisman, who called on redshirt demonstrators to launch arson attacks in Bangkok if the government used force to disperse them during last year's protests, had been on the run for 18 months, hiding mostly in Cambodia after the rally ended in violence. After his release, Mr. Arisman was taken to Prachachun police station to acknowledge a defamation charge filed against him by Democrat MP for Songkhla, Sirichok Sopa. He will go to Songkhla today to seek bail. Mr. Arisman's wife, Rapipan, a Pueatai Party List MP, said her husband's release was a highly valuable New Year's gift for her family. Meanwhile, the chairman of the Konrad Udon Group, Kwan Chai Sarakam, or Braipanat, has been jailed by the Udon Thani court for his involvement in an attack by a group of redshirts on People's Alliance for Democracy demonstrators in Udon Thani province in 2008. The attack took place on July 24, 2008 at Bajak Silapak Home Public Park in Murang District, where the PAD was holding a rally. A number of people were injured, some seriously. 7 PAD members, led by Jarun Mokachon Pan, filed a lawsuit against Quan Chai on charges of attempted murder, bodily assault, inflicting serious injuries, and destroying public property. The court dropped the attempted murder charge against Quan Chai, but found him guilty of the other charges, and initially sentenced him to 4 years imprisonment without suspension and a fine of 350,000 baht. Because of his confession, the jail term was commuted to 2 years and 8 months. After hearing the verdict, Quan Chai filed a request for bail, offering 200,000 baht as collateral. He said he would appeal the verdict.